It's 107.7 The Bone. Baby Huey here along with Chasta.
Yep.
And Chasta, I don't know about you, but I'm super excited right now. We are talking to someone that we respect very much, not only because he's just an awesome musician, but the band itself is just incredible.
Yes, sir.
We have bassist extraordinaire Lexi Fox from Steel Panther on the line. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going fantastic. How are you guys?
Great. We've got the beauty of the band, I like to say. You're the hot one.
Well, thank you very much for your follow-up on that. I appreciate that very much.
Awesome.
And speaking of that, just getting up now, and my mom, she's making eggs. We had a party last night. Because now that we got off tour and we're doing residencies, obviously we're going to be there in San Francisco this week. But it's nice to be home. And at the same time, this is my second home, my mom's. And so if there's some noise in the background, it's just that she's making eggs for the people that are just getting up now.
Nice. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a little bit early for me, but it's good to talk to you guys.
Perfect. Well, let's get plugged in. So Steel Panther's coming to the Regency Ballroom here in San Francisco Saturday, January 16th. Right. Get your tickets now at theregencyballroom.com or go to axs.com. And Lexi, I'm excited for this show.
Are you telling me to get the tickets? I don't have to get tickets.
I don't think so.
I think you're good.
Okay, good. Okay.
I think your mirror should get you in just fine.
I always need two.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's awesome to talk to you. And my first time to actually see you guys play Steel Panther perform, I was lucky enough about a few years ago, I went to a party at the Playboy Mansion that you guys were performing at. And I was just blown away. I mean, I've known about you guys for years, but to actually finally see you in person. So, I mean, I don't know if you remember that show, but I mean, for you, what was it like to play at the Playboy Mansion?
It was really cool. It was one of those things where every time you turn your head, it's exactly what you expect it to be. You know, it really is. It was really cool. Did you go? Was it a Halloween thing that you were at, or I mean, we did it a couple.
I think it was maybe summertime. Trying to remember. Okay. It was a few years ago now.
Everybody was dressed up in bikinis, so everybody was the same thing. So,
yeah.
I guess it could have been Halloween or it could have been summertime anyway. So, but it was a blast. It really was. It was cool. We got to meet you and all of his friends. So it was a blast.
Nice. Oh, it was great. You guys, I mean, did some original stuff. You did some covers that night, and I was just like blown away. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love seeing beautiful women walking around, but to see you guys, I was like, finally, I get to see Steel Panther. This is incredible.
That's cool.
I used to live in LA for like 6 years, I think, and I used to go out to the Key Club when you guys were middle school. So I saw you before Steel Panther days. And it was so much fun. We'd spend birthdays out there and stay up with you guys. Like, you went from that to like opening for Judas Priest. Like, how does that transition happen, and how does that feel?
You know what was really cool, and really, it is a dream come true. I mean, we not only the Priest tour really was insane. It really was. But we did the Def Leppard tour, Motley Crue tour. You know, back I think it was 2011. I'm not 2012. I'm not sure. But we did ZZ Top. I mean, all these bands that we wanted, you know, to be like back in the 80s. Now they're getting, you know, a lot older than us. Well, not a lot older than us, to be honest with you. But to be able to tour with people that we respect and just dig, you know, and from what we came from, it is so humbling. I mean, the Priest tour was amazing, and doing drugs with Judas Priest was so awesome. Dallas with Vinnie Paul, but we went to the club. You know what? There's things I probably shouldn't say on the radio.
Oh, no, you can go for it. Feel free.
Nice. But I saw you when you guys...
I'm thinking these guys are going to die at any time, and I'm going to make so much press. It's going to be awesome. Again, yeah, I love it.
That's great. No, I saw you guys...
It was a blast.
Yeah, when I saw you guys came to the Bay Area, and I was just blown away. I mean, of course, Judas Priest was awesome, but to once again see you guys again, it was just so much fun. I mean, it's just... I can't tell enough people. It's a fun show. Not only is it just great music, but you know, the banter on stage between you guys, and it's a fun time.
Well, thank you. Are you guys coming in Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
absolutely.
Be out there.
You have to come up and say hi to us. I'm sure the guys would love to meet you. Hi.
That would be great.
You're welcome to meet Chasta.
Yeah, I'll put on my shortest skirt and my hottest outfit for you guys.
Please do. That'd be amazing.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you.
Know, Yeah, you have to. If you lived here in L.A. for a long time, I never got to meet you.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw you many times, but you never saw me. But finally, we'll meet.
Yes. Well, that's the thing I want to ask you, though, with the Regency Ballroom Show this Saturday, and I know you guys played there a few times over the years in the past, and mm-hmm. I've been there, and I've friends have gone, and I've heard stories how crazy it gets. I mean, I know girls get on stage, flashing everyone. I mean, what can we expect this time around for fans?
You know, this time we're going to do something totally different because we've been, you know, we just got back off tour, and we're going to change the set up a bunch. So, you know, we were just talking about it as a band last night, just going, what if we do something different for the Regency? And it is one thing that every time we go there, we try, you know, to do something different. So there's something we're going to do different with the hair solo. We're going to do something different with the opening song. We've never opened with this song before. Mm-hmm. And we might throw in a couple covers, or we might not. I mean, the ones that we're going to do, we're kind of discussing what songs we'll do for San Fran, looking at the set list, and just trying to change it up as much as we can.
That's awesome.
There's always that thing. There's always going to be boobs, and there's always going to be hot chicks there in San Francisco. And we have a day off the next day, so we're going to be partying pretty crazy that night. So
yeah, that's awesome. Now, you mentioned drugs with Judas Priest. So you know the Powerball Lotto is tonight, $1.5 billion. If you won, what would you spend your money on? Because I feel like it would be pretty lavish.
Oh my God! I talked to somebody about this last night. I probably wouldn't move from my mom's.
Yeah,
I probably still just stay. I probably stay here to save money that way.
Yeah.
But my gosh, I don't know. It might be scary if I did because I don't know. I mean, that is such a bitching question.
Would your self control be
sure,
like really hard?
I would look as close as I can to. I would try to look as close as I can to now. Like not get too much plastic surgery done, just enough to just keep it. Like I get the best doctor in the world.
Yes,
I'd be tan forever, and it'd be snowing all the time in my house.
Now, those are the things I would expect from you for sure.
Yeah, stay skinny. Exactly.
And stay skinny. Yes.
I'd never eat.
That's awesome. Well, the other thing I love about Steel Panther's sound and your guys' music, it's just fun, hard rock and metal. And I know a lot of people, you know, make the connection to the 80s hair metal. And I mean, how do you think mm-hmm. Steel Panther would have done in the 80s? Or, you know, would you think they would have outshined all the other great 80s hair metal bands at that time?
You know, I don't know. You know, there's one thing that obviously, you know, with you know, how Satchel writes, it's like we write about, you know, there's a bunch of love songs in the 80s, but you don't really know what they mean because they use words that disguise it. Well, we don't. You know, we just say fuck and pussy. We say all the
right.
Time.
Yeah.
That out.
You're good.
But so we, you know, Bukkake Tears or things like that. There's a lot of fans that, like, here I go again. You don't really know what it's about until you have to read the words and do everything like that. So, it you know, like a White Snake song or a rap song. Slip of the lip. I mean, there's all kinds of things that they, you know, that they kind of did an underground thing is where we just kind of go, here's what this song's about, and you can pretty much go into it. So we're not a radio band. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, we would still have been just like we are. That's why we had such a tough time getting a record, you know, record deal.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, I think there was too much competition back then. I'm glad they all filtered out, and now we can bring heavy metal back doing it the way we do. You know, through songs or through how we look, I'm kind of down that it happened the way that it did. And we're here now bringing heavy metal back because there were so many bands that were doing it then. And I'm glad we had the opportunity to do it here now. So
when you guys, you know, when I saw you on the strip a million times in LA, you know, you're obviously hot guys, but you're also those bad boys. And, you know, bad boys always attract the girls and you guys always have women around you. What is your favorite kind of chick to hook up with? Like, what do you look for in the audience that you're like, yeah, she can come backstage?
The drunkest one that's going to pass out at any time.
Yes.
I can't say that. I mean, you know, there's so many. I mean, it's not, and thank you for saying, I mean, that's what heavy metal's about, just bringing chicks back or celebrating the beauty in a woman. And the videos that used to be like the old, you know, Bobby Brown or all the videos in the 80s, the White Snake videos, there were so many girls in the videos and high heels and long hair and everything. Now, if you turn on MTV, if they still even play videos, it has nothing to do with women and dudes that look like women. And
yeah.
It's just the fun of just the 80s. It's gone. So It's as far as women are concerned. They, like, I love when they dress up like it was 1984.
Of course.
That's what I look for.
Yeah, so, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll have really disappeared.
Shorts, high heels. Yeah. You can see the legs and just all that sexy stuff.
As much skin as possible.
Well, I'm glad. No, you guys are leading that charge. I love that. You guys are bringing it back, and we need that in today's world. I mean, just with all the pop music and stuff, I think.
Totally. Too many emotions. Let's just cut to the chase.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of music, let's get a plug in. So Steel Panther is set to release an all-acoustic live CD and DVD on February 26th called Live from Lexi's Mom's Garage. I mean, what can you tell us about that record? I mean, is it, you know, it's a live album for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's a live album, and what happens is, you know, years ago we still kind of do rehearse in my mom's garage, and
nice.
And she gets drunk sometimes, and she likes to bake cookies, and she does all these things, and so what we decided to do as you get the DVD or get the CD, you'll see. We had one rehearsal. We brought everybody over, and all girls, like you were saying,
right.
Girls, and we just recorded something that we thought would be cool. And my mom gets, like I said, she gets hammered on pills and she comes in, she makes an entrance a couple times, and it's kind of not cool on my part, but the guys enjoyed the whole thing, so you'll see what I'm talking about if you get it.
Well, your mom is Bobby Brown. I mean, she's one of the most hot women of all time. She's at like your ultimate MILF. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'm super stoked. I mean, she's something else. So it's not how it makes me feel. It's how the other guys felt when they were around her. So
gotcha.
I didn't get to feel what they felt. So like I said, you guys have to check it out. You guys see the trailer at all?
Yes,
we did.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You can also pre-order that right now. Just go to your guys' website, steelpantherrocks.com. And I'm just curious, though. I've been a fan for you guys for years and all the albums. So I'm just curious that when it comes to you're welcome. When it comes to the actual music making, I mean, the writing process, who comes up with the actual music and the lyrics? I mean, is it collectively? Is it just one guy?
It mostly is. Satchel, we're on our way to start recording another record. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a last one, so we're going to try to make it, you know, our best. But Satchel really does it out of, you know, whether it be touring or his own experience, you know, in the hotel or whatever it is with all of us, whether it be, you know, gang at the old folks home or whatever it is. He does it out of experience. So he has a bunch of songs that he just gave us. As a matter of fact, getting off the road right now, he's been recording, and we're getting an idea of how we want to do this next record. So Satchel will bring some ideas to us,
okay.
And then we sit down, and then I'll try to change stuff, and I'll say, "Hey, how about let's do that?" And they always go, "No,
no, thank you. Just sit still and look pretty."
Exactly. You know, I don't mind that job at all.
So. Yeah. Well, speaking of, okay, so if people haven't seen you live and they don't know your performance, one of the things that makes it so great is you always have a mirror on stage with you, and you're constantly like checking your lip gloss, checking the hair, because again, you're the hot one. You're the hottest one, I should say. And the guys like make fun of you a lot.
Thank you very much.
Do you think they make fun of you because they're jealous of your looks, or what is that about?
That's exactly what I think. And you know what? It's because I am silent as well. I don't talk that much on stage because those two are just going at it all the time. And I can't, you know, make a pucker face. So when I talk, I can't just do this. You guys can't see because it's the telephone.
We gotcha.
So I think that they do that. Yeah, man, they say that I'm this or I'm that or, you know, I'm gay. I don't care what people think, but it doesn't make any difference. I like to wear makeup. I like to look good, and it doesn't make any difference if I'm gay or not. But they always like to poke fun at me.
Right.
I said phone and fun at the same time. I do. It's like I don't care what they say or do, and I do think there's a bit of jealousy there. But I mean that doesn't bother me at all. As long as it's what's on the outside, not what's on the inside.
Exactly. So. You do have pretty fabulous makeup. Do you do that yourself? Did your mom teach you how to do that?
I do. My mom did teach me how to do that when I was a kid, but I couldn't really use it when I was a kid because then I would have been Daytona by more than just my bandmates.
Right.
I learned how to do it myself. Yeah. It takes some time. I have to get, you know, to where, I mean, I have to start getting ready for a show a lot earlier than those guys do. And
yes,
I think that pays off in the end for me anyway.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, speaking of, it sounds like you guys have so much fun. I mean, just obvious watching your live show. What is the best part about being in Steel Panther?
Probably being the best looking one. You know what? It's really cool just to be able to bring heavy metal back and something that I've already, you know, that I grew up on, and that a lot of the kids don't get to experience that genre. And I'm so glad that we get to bring it back and with a little bit of taste of what some people think is funny with the lyrics or whatever. I think they're bitching. Mm-hmm. And just to see the smile on everybody's face and have people enjoy a show for an hour and a half and they get to escape from whatever is going on. Like you were saying, it was like, you know, there's so much just yucky in the world. So we can bring heavy metal back and a time and an era where you can just enjoy, rock out, and mm-hmm. forget about everything. I think that's the best part, seeing everybody's face, have a good time. And well, I think that's what we're going to do this Saturday night.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. So you guys talk about how a lot of people come out just for a good time. With that, with Steel Panther, you guys are known for having a lot of celebrities and rock stars coming out to your shows and jumping on stage with you and performing with you. Is there any one particular performance that sticks out?
Yeah, probably when we actually started at the Viper Room years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were Viper Room and then Key Club, Roxy, then the house was. But I think Steven Tyler got up and we had no idea that he was there, and we started playing Walk This Way and came on stage and put his arm around me, and I was like, oh my god,
oh my god,
song, because I was doing his nails right around my. He put his arm around me and started singing, and I just like a 16-year-old girl in 1975, and it was Leif Garrett. It was so cool. That was a big. I mean, that was something. I was like, I don't get starstruck that often, that often anymore.
Yeah, but it's Steven freaking Tyler.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal. Yeah.
Speaking of people jumping up on stage with you, a couple years ago, you guys had an 11-year-old little boy. He came up on stage and played like Eruption with you, and you really got me. What was that like? Have you kept in touch with that kid? Are you teaching him the ways of music off the stage too, if you know what I'm saying?
I haven't. I think that was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I haven't. Yeah. I mean, the kid was amazing, and I guess he got a lot of press out of it as well, but I haven't. I mean, I think we've seen him, you know, a couple times. He's doing, I think the last month, I think we were in Kansas City, and I think we saw him and his dad, but we don't keep in touch with him that much. I mean, Satchel Mike. He was a badass though, wasn't he?
Oh yeah,
totally.
And that's one of those moments he'll tell his kids about, you know, and it's probably a moment of a lifetime for him.
Exactly, and the more shows he goes to, he'll probably have kids sooner than he thinks. So
yeah.
Well, I just want to follow up with Steven Tyler. Is there any artist or musician that you would love to work with? I know you had Corey Taylor on before. Is there any other musicians you would love to maybe possibly collaborate with for a song?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I guess you can't choose. I can't choose supermodels to do that.
Sure, you can.
Yeah,
they can play like the maracas or something.
Yeah, something like that. Maracas. That's funny. Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, as far as dudes, I don't really care to collaborate with any dudes, but. Yeah, if there was any hot shit musicians out there, I'd be down to do that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, also, Lexi, before we let you go, I mean, we just want to get your thoughts since you are in the music industry and everything. This last 4 to 5 weeks has been pretty tough for just rock fans in general. I mean, between the passing of Scott Weiland, Lemmy from Motorhead, and then even earlier this week, David Bowie. Just kind of your thoughts on all these artists. I mean, what they mean to you.
David Bowie, I mean, Bowie, what a beautiful man, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
And he was one of the first pioneers of makeup and just making that whole, I mean, Ziggy and all that. I mean, there were so many, Bowie was just amazing. It's tough to even say what Bowie did for music and Lemmy, obviously, in the metal scene and things. And then Scott with the 90s, it has been a rough month, hasn't it?
It really has.
I mean, you think about it, it's like, geez, oh man. So that's why we keep doing drugs, so we don't have to think about stuff like that and just keep partying.
Nice. Yeah, and Lemmy was known as one of the big, I mean, obviously the big drug guys in metal and big partiers. Right. And, you know, it says a lot when you die, you get a drink renamed after you. They've made the Jack and Coke is now the Lemmy. So if you were to croak tomorrow, Lexi, what drink would be the Lexi Fox?
It'd probably be something like a vodka soda, because you get a soda, there's not many calories in that. I mean, if you want to get straight to it, it'd be something like that with a lime. I don't know what I would call that, though. I don't know. I might need help with that one.
I would order a Lexi Fox, no problem.
Although, then I would call that. It would be a vodka and soda with two limes.
With two limes. All right. Good to know. I was thinking you might say something more colorful, like a strawberry daiquiri or something, but we'll go with that.
You know what that is, but there's so much sugar in that, and then I would just have to throw up afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? I see your point. Going back to the, you got to stay skinny for everything. I get it. Calories count.
Exactly.
Well, Lexi, hey, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it. Like I said, I've been a big fan for a long time even. I got to quickly drop. I love your Aldo Nova, a fantasy cover back a few years ago. I love that one. Do you have any chances of doing more covers, recording anymore?
We're definitely going to record. I don't know that we're going to record any more covers. Okay. That was fun to do. We did that. We did a Journey cover.
Yes.
But I don't know that we're going to record any more covers. We did that for a TV show, I think is what we did. But I don't know about that. I'm just excited to record one more record, and I hope you dig it as well. That should be coming out after this DVD that we're going to put out. We're going to record, and hopefully it'll be out, you know, at the end of this year. So
sweet. Well, in the meantime, we encourage all the listeners to come out to the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco this Saturday, January 16th. For Steel Panther, go to theregencyballroom.com to get your tickets. Also, pre-order right now at steelpantherrocks.com your guys' upcoming all-acoustic live CD DVD called Live from Lexi's Mom's Garage. And you can, of course, get it when it comes in stores February 26th. Lexi, thank you so much for making the time today.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you guys this Saturday. Come
Absolutely.
Up and say hi to us, all right?
Yeah, we will do. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You guys, too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.